know about you, but when I think Metallica, I think Stephen Richer. That's, I think, County Recorder Stephen Richer. He joins us now. Stephen, welcome back.
Oh, boy. I will take that. I think that gives me a harder edge than most people would probably associate with me. But I like it.
Let's talk a little bit about the election. I'm glad you've kept your sense of humor. Let's talk primary. First and foremost, let's inform the party non-declared independent voters. How do they get their ballots? If they're voting early, what do they have to do in order to vote in the primary?
That's right. So they have to unlearn what we just told them for the March presidential primary. That was the race that you could choose between, you know, Joe Biden and his competitors or Donald Trump and his competitors. But now we're talking about the statewide primaries where you'll be voting on the Republican candidates or the Democratic candidates for U.S. Senate, U.S. House, legislature, so on and so forth. And that's July 30th. So independents, party not declared members, can vote in this upcoming July 30th primary. All they have to do is they have to let us know whether they want a Republican ballot or a Democratic ballot. And the reason why it's great to be on today, Mike, is because we just mailed out to everyone who's on the active early voting list. If you're an independent on the active early voting list, then you'll have in your mailbox a nice little card that just says, pick whether you want the Republican ballot or the Democratic ballot. All you have to do is mark it and then put it back in the mail, and you'll get that ballot when it's time.
Now, what happens if an independent or party non-declared voter goes to the polls on election day?
That's totally fine. You'll just show up and you'll say, we'll say, which ballot do you want? And we'll give you either the Republican ballot or the Democratic ballot. Or if you don't return that card and, you know, it's 2 months from now and it's still July, so it's still before the primary, you can go online to request.maricopa.vote, or you can call or email my office. Just the only thing different from normal election for independents and party not declared is they do have to make which ballot they want.
All right, so let's talk about election workers. I know there's been a big push in Maricopa County to get election workers. What positions do you need? Are you meeting your recruiting goals? Are we going to have enough people to man the election for on election day and to count votes? Are you going to have enough people to do all those things? And how do people do it if they want to?
We're doing well. We and the Board of Supervisors are putting a lot of effort into it, and so it's going well, but we'd still love to have you. And this is a process that's open to anyone. All you have to do is be a registered Arizona voter. We want Republicans. We want Democrats. We want Libertarians. We want Independents. And if you're somebody who wants to know more about this process, then this is a wonderful way to get involved. And they are paid. So pay ranges from $14 an hour to $19 an hour, depending on the responsibility. So it can be anything from driving box trucks to working in our warehouse to working at a voting location to doing signature verification to taking the ballots out of the envelopes or to be working in that important tabulation process. So whole range of things. We'll be hiring close to 3,000 temporary workers. And again, it's going to be from all political stripes and all backgrounds. We want you to be part of this process.
Is the animosity in the elections and the argument about election integrity and the lawsuits and the other things you've been involved in, is this hurting your recruiting of people? Are people shying away from the job because they're concerned?
I think some people are, but the sheriff's office, the local PDs, the Board of Supervisors, my office, we've really gone out of our ways. We've committed a lot of effort to make sure that everyone who's part of this process feel supported, feel safe, and I think that you'll see that whether you vote at our or whether you go to a voting location or whether you work at our central facility. And so, yeah, we've actually had a lot of people who have been very interested and maybe more committed than ever, and we've had a lot of people come back. The more challenging aspect has been to recruit voting locations. I think a lot of people say this and see this and they say, well, I don't want this type of tomfoolery going on at my place of worship or something like that. But we're lucky in that we have had quite a few places of worship really step up. And so I think the Board of Supervisors is planning about 235 voting locations for the general election. And so we're going to be good on all fronts, but there still are openings. And if you're somebody who wants to work the process, then we'd love to have you. All you have to do is go to getinvolved.maricopa.vote.
You know, and it's an excellent point that I didn't think of. If there are people out there that have a building or have a facility that could be used used as a voting location, a polling place. Is there, how do they do that? Same place that they would go if they wanted to be an election worker?
Just reach out to our office. That's a conversation that we'd always love to have. It has to be ADA compliant. It has to have sufficient parking. It has to have sufficient space. But we're always on the lookout, especially for locations that are nearby public transit or major road arteries. And we appreciate that greatly because it's not something that state law says all the schools have to close down and they have to give us our locations or something like that. And so we do, what is the saying? We have to rely on the kindness of strangers, I think was said in Gone with the Wind or something like that.
Yeah. And Arizona always has stepped up. I mean, they've always been able, and when they're able, they've always been available is what I meant to say.
Arizonans have done a great job. We had a very successful presidential preference election. People behaved themselves. People stepped up as workers. People stepped up as hosts of voting locations. We're really grateful to the LDS community in the East Valley really stepped up and offered up quite a few voting locations that they didn't previously do before. So we're grateful for that. And we're feeling good about this process. But it's always confusing for independents to know which elections they can participate in, which they can't. And so that's why I appreciated the opportunity to come on and let people know that if you're an independent, you can participate in this upcoming July primary. You just have to let us know. And the easiest way to do that is just to return that card that we've already sent to you by mail.
Maricopa County Recorder Stephen Richer is joining us talking about the primary election that happens on July 30th. Do you think now with this recent Arizona Supreme Court decision that we finally put to bed all of the challenges in the 2024 and 2022 elections?
I don't. I think that that's just going to be part of the process. And as long as Arizona is a hyper-competitive state, then I think it's going to attract a lot of litigation. And look, that's okay because that's the appropriate place to adjudicate any disputes of facts and laws. And I think we have a wonderful court system with lots of really good judges and lots of really good attorneys that can tease these things out and get a ruling in the courts. And so it's just going to be something that we're going to have to learn to live with, and you're going to see lots of headlines, but hopefully that doesn't distract from the important issues that we have here in Arizona and the fact that our voices are incredibly meaningful. It's a alarming time in some ways to be in Arizona, but it's an exciting time to be in Arizona because Washington, D.C. cares a lot about what Arizona thinks right now, and that maybe hasn't always been the case.
Do you want to update us on your situation on the lawsuit that you have that's pending and the court date that's going to be heard? Any update on that?
So we're waiting for a scheduling order. So Ms. Lake defaulted in that. So judgment will be entered saying that she defamed me, and then we'll find out what the schedule looks like for discovery and for trial to substantiate damages. And so that will be the last component of that. And, it'll be satisfying in that I didn't do these things. And I'm glad that's being recognized.
Stephen, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. I look forward to talking to you again as the election cycle moves forward.
I appreciate it. And I usually get Disney musicals and not Metallica as representative of me. So, I appreciate you giving me some more street cred.
Well, we're going to have to change that on this show. We're going to have to make sure you get a Pantera and Metallica and some something appropriate for your personality.
All right. Sounds good. I appreciate it. Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Stephen. That's Stephen Richer, the Maricopa County Recorder.